Well, the new parking lot is done, as you know. The roof is nearly completely repaired. The floors have been polished and look immaculate. The painting of the entire campus is done from top to bottom. In the past 2 years, St. Joan of Arc has had a major facelift. Is there more? There's always more. But I just want to say that any good that happens here at St. Joan of Arc is a pure blessing from God. God brings about the good, and God provides for everything we need. And how does that happen? Well, this morning I just want to begin by mentioning a few of the ways that God makes these things happen. In His love for us, our Lord sends faithful disciples who so pray so devoutly, for example, day in and day out, hour by hour in our adoration chapel. Literally hundreds of adorers and prayer warriors who offer the gift of time and oceans of prayer for others. You see, God calls ministers, God calls altar servers, and choir members, and ushers, and lectors. God calls extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion to bring our Lord to those who are sick in hospitals or in nursing homes. God calls office and gift shop volunteers and money counters and RE teachers and all sorts of people, young and old. Our Lord is so faithful and loving and calling disciples who give of their time and share of their gifts and help others experience the goodness and the love of God. And all of these, for me and I hope for you, are solid reminders of God's generous love to us. In many ways that God just pours His love into our lives, that we experience Him in very real ways. And I'm reminded oftentimes by many of you that God is so faithful in your own lives, that He gives us everything we need. You see, that's how God is. He wants to provide for all of our needs. Not always necessarily all of our wants, but that's the challenge that we have, to discern between what we want and what we truly need. But if we get this point, if we understand this difference, that God provides for all of our needs, then the gospel today makes a whole lot more sense. People who know God loves them and that God provides for them everything they could possibly need, I find that those people tend to be more satisfied, more joyful, have a brighter outlook, more successful. Not necessarily in worldly ways, but just in general. They're filled with God's love and it spills over into everything that they do. And they give their gift of time and their talent and their treasure, they give it generously because they know that God has given them everything. Look what our sacred scriptures have to say. Last Sunday, we heard about our Lord miraculously feeding 5,000 men, not including women and children. It's a lot of folks. And just a few loaves of bread and some fish, and there it said there was plenty left over. An abundant amount. See, that's how God is. He gives so generously, in abundance. And then today we hear Jesus begin teaching about the bread of life. But he immediately noticed that as he was teaching, the people were not so much interested in what he had to say, but more focused on physical bread. And so Jesus tells them this, because he's picking up on this, their little distracted part. And he says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled." Now, obviously, their motivation in following Jesus, perhaps at that moment, was somewhat materialistic and selfish, and Jesus was calling them out. So he gave them this advice. He said, don't work for food that perishes, but for food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. They still didn't get the message, though. They were still thinking about how they could, you know, physically put food in their bellies to fill their stomachs. They said this, sir, give us this food. Right? They were focused on their stomachs. They were focused on the bread. They wanted to be filled. And our Lord wanted to fill their hearts. Our Lord wanted to fill their minds. Our Lord wanted to fill their souls so that they would never be hungry. So Jesus had to be very direct. And he gets right to the point. And he says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. And whoever believes in me will never thirst. This statement is really an invitation to accept our Lord Jesus into our lives. And he knows the workings of the human heart. And as long as Jesus is away from the life of a person, as long as we keep him at arm's length or distance ourselves from him for whatever reason, there is a greater chance that that person will find no end to his desire for more of this world's goods. Not for the things of God, but for the things of this world. And I'll just give you a simple example of how this happens in our lives, at least how it happens in my life. Let's just take food, for example. It's a very common thing. We're all familiar with it. We need it to live. But, you know, there are times we're not satisfied with the taste of food that we might have in front of us. And so what do? Well, you start putting salt and pepper on it. And as the meals go by, you get used to that taste. And so what do? More salt, more pepper, more flavorings. And the same, I find that with sugar too. You know, what was sweet before is not sweet anymore. And so we're tempted to put more sugar in our food. And there's no end to that, right? At least, I don't know, maybe that's just my thing. I don't know, maybe you've experienced that. But eventually our bodies, they can't handle all that. And they even start to break down and reject that. But for many people, their desires for more stuff is never satisfied. And we already have so much stuff. We do. We're blessed in so many ways. We crave for more, though. There's no end to that. For me, I find sometimes the most miserable person in the world is not those who are materially poor, but the person who's already rich, but still wants to have more. And what's happening there? That person is becoming a slave of their material things. And again, don't get me wrong. Material things aren't always the enemy. They're not always bad. We need stuff. But sometimes that stuff will become so dependent upon it that we become a slave to just wanting getting more and more of it. And in the end, there's no peace. There's no contentment. There's no lasting happiness. And this is really the fruit of what we call materialism. And we see it as pretty rampant in our society. The challenge for us today is to recognize that there is a false god of materialism. And this false god is that many worship only leads to misery. It doesn't have to be that way. Our Lord is the only person who can fulfill our real needs. But we have to accept him. We have to invite him to be a part of our lives. We have to have that desire to want to follow him. Do we do that perfectly day in and day out? No. Sometimes we fall. Sometimes we put false gods before him. We recognize that, hopefully. And we turn to him once again. We go to confession for those times we have worshipped those false gods. But listen again to the words of our Lord. He says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. So I'll end with this following story that I think really kind of sums up what I wanted to say this morning. The story of a young man who had inherited his father's small farm. And he wasn't really happy with the farm because why? Well, it was too small. And so he wanted more land. And so an angel came and gave him a very interesting proposition. He said that he will have all the land that he could walk around in one day, on the condition that he would be back at the spot where he started by sundown. Wow, the man thought, well, okay. So he got up early the next morning, hastily set out, skipping breakfast. His first plan was to cover 6 miles And when he was finished with the first 6, he decided to make it 9. And then he walked 12 miles and finally 15. This meant that he would have to walk and run 60 miles before sundown. Well, by noon, he had covered 30 miles and he was so excited he didn't stop for food or drink. His legs grew heavier and heavier. And about 200 yards from the finish line, he saw the sun was going down. He had a few minutes left. He gathered all his strength for that one last effort. He staggered across the finish line just in time. Then he felt a sudden sharp pain in his chest. And he fell down in a heap and he died. That's a heck of a story, isn't it? All the land he got was a piece 6 feet by 2 feet. I pray this morning that we will not fall into the same mistake. The world, well, it promises many things, but many times the world disappoints and leaves us wanting more. We become more hungry, more thirsty, and there's no end to it. Find the Lord, or better yet, let him find you, and you will have everything.